At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. What's happening?
We have Lisa today, and we get to help her make her Thanksgiving plans.
Oh.
What? How? Okay.
We get I don't to help. Have any, so this is great.
Oh, God. Lisa.
Oh, Aaron.
Lisa?
Hi.
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 What's going on? How can we help?
So I'm going back home from college for Thanksgiving this year, and I'm having some problems with my family.
Okay.
They're not being very welcoming. I'm vegan now, you know, not just because it's healthier, but
I'm sorry, you said it so fast. You're vegan now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
And that's new this year?
Well, it is new this year because you know, I've been researching and becoming more educated on the cruelty that happens in the meat industry.
Okay.
And I've read that turkey farms are the worst. And I am kind of disgusted by the thought of my family serving turkey at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You know, my family
so nervous right now. Okay.
My family uses the turkey juice on all the vegetables and sides, and it's so disgusting. And my mom said she's fine with skipping the turkey, right? Because she's respecting my boundaries. Oh. But my dad says he will not make his deep fried turkey this year.
Okay.
And
he will.
Okay. So there was a lot to unpack there. When you talked to, I was like, why are you talking about the vegetables? Because that would be the only thing you eat, but you can't even eat those because they got turkey juice on them, right? Is that what you're saying?
And and nobody's like, you know, disrespecting my wishes. They think it's a fad. And I'm like, no, this is how I feel. You know, I feel sick when I eat any sort of animals.
Okay.
And I don't want to participate in the slaughter of animals with my family.
Okay.
Did you say this was your first year of college? Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, my first year of being vegan.
Okay.
Oh,
how far into college? So you're at college now and you're supposed to go home and eat the blood of animals and whatever. And you don't want to do that. So
no, I don't.
Okay. I promise this is just the part where I start to summarize things, and I don't mean to sound condescending about my summaries.
Sure. You can try a little harder.
Okay. So what is your question for us? Is there a way to force your family, or is your question, should you just not go? Or it sounds like your mom is on board, but what do you want?
Well, the thing is that she's on board, but she's also very influenced by my dad when he's around. And the thing is, my roommate and her family are vegan, and I could spend the holidays with them instead.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Here's the thing. I feel like you only get so much time with your parents once you hit this point. Like, the only time I'm guaranteed to see my family, and even that is changing now, is the holidays.
Yeah.
So what's
the holidays? How are they more important than them accepting me as their daughter?
Let me just jump in real quick. 303-222-5423. I feel,
yeah,
using my therapy words,
that's good,
that this is this particular version, while maybe not common, I think this happens a lot. Like, your kid goes away to school, discovers some new things in life.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to kind of reassimilate as a family, and like political views change, yeah, eating habits change, fitness habits, like whatever. Sure. Like, you just change, yeah, as a person.
Your sleeping habits. I mean, like, everything changes when you go away.
And
which is great.
But who, in an assimilation, who gets to win? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're bringing two things together.
When I go to Thanksgiving, I don't expect anything to be gluten-free. That's on me.
Like, you bring something if you
want. I will bring my own gluten-free rolls. I don't want to put that pressure on anyone else, because I am going to your house. You do not need to provide for me. You're already doing that by letting me in.
You're also a guest in their house, and they need to host you.
Man, girl, you've really thought through the argument here.
Because
it does feel also a little bit like, to Aaron's example, it's a little bit like your family saying, yeah, and don't bring that crap. Like, not only are we not going to cook it, but don't even bring your gluten-free. Like, they're shutting it down.
No.
Her dad is.
No, she, like, not in your example. No.
Like, sorry, I thought you said in mine. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Like, it's like a little, it seems like he's like, no, I don't even care.
I'm deep frying the turkey.
Well, yeah. I'm going to do it to spite you.
And to not be open to, maybe still make your turkey, but maybe don't take the juice and put it in the beans so Lisa could have some. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, back to Aaron, it's like, I made a turkey which has zero gluten in it, but F Aaron, I'm putting breadcrumbs on it. Well, that's crazy. That's not what it normally is, right? Like, you don't have to put turkey juice in it's got to go in the stuffing a little bit, but
and it's really delicious.
It's really, and it's kind of good in the gravy. It is the gravy.
All
so it's
right.
The problem is, if she just goes fine, then I won't go home. As her way of going, that's my way of bringing vegan food to the meal.
Yeah.
I just, like, you're missing out
on your time.
So much. You only get so much.
Lisa, because if my dad is going to make me feel unwelcome, then.
I know, but is this the hill to die on with your dad? Because what's that thing?
Here's what's wasted. I'm going to give you the thing that I think you want to hear right now.
Okay, okay.
What's wasted is that what you want to hear is something that the grown-up thinks about, but the kid doesn't. By the time you turn 18 years old, you have spent 96% of the time you're going to spend with your parents.
That's exactly it.
There's only 4% left of your total time and their total time that will be spent with you. And
I think that's such an old school way of thinking about it. And that's not the way the world is anymore.
When else are you going home?
I mean, if they aren't accepting of me and want to insult me, then I'm not going to go home.
Yeah, if that's the case, Slacker, if that's the stat, isn't it even more so on the parents to create an environment that the kids would want to come home to?
Sure.
Yes.
But this is a tradition that probably...
I know, but the turkey, it's not good anyways.
What are we doing? But like, it's a tradition that her dad's dad, it's like, and because she's changed.
Everyone has heart attacks in my family.
Okay. All right.
Lisa, I actually love you. I just, I would think about the consequences of not going home. Because that
and
is time.
What you're going to miss out on.
Yeah.
Just
like
the family time.
What if you just skip the meal, but you still go home?
I'm not defending Lisa, but at the same time, I don't have a good analogy, right? But like, if they're doing something that you find egregious,
right,
you don't go like, well, I'll overlook that whole KKK thing my parents do. Right? You just don't.
Exactly.
I understand I think it's a little wild that you're all the way here in 1 year, but that's fine. Like, you had the turkey last year.
Maybe
now
she was on the fence.
Okay. No, but I do understand your passion. I do. Because if they were doing something that you believe is bad, and she thinks it, she doesn't think, ew, I don't like meat. She's like, this is an atrocity.
Yeah.
So does she have to be subjected to that just to, you got to spend time with your family? I don't know that she has to. I hate this. Because what if this was my, if this was Mia on the phone right now, my heart would be in tiny little pieces.
Yeah, this makes me.
I agree.
Sad.
That's what I'm trying to think of, like turkey juice over my daughter. Never.
Have you met dads of our dad's generation? Very stubborn.
Okay, Lisa, hang on right there. We're gonna get you some advice. Let's say Leo's like, I've done some research and the leather Nike uses.
Oh.
What, son?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Just it's like turkey juice. It's like, dude, Nikes are my identity. Like, that's a big part of who you are.
And if he takes that much pride in that meal every year, and this is, it's kind of like a slap in the face to him, too. You're right.
It's not fun. But it's like, why'd son, come on, that? Man. That school has poisoned your mind. Or have they? This is who she is. Like, you guys, she may snap out of this, or she may be a vegan for life.
Right.
Like, who's...
Yeah.
It's... I understand Aaron's point of, like, I'm the guest, I need to take care of my own food, but it's like, I'm the dad, and I want to see my daughter.
Right. And if you were the guest, would you still be going if you really didn't believe in what the people stood for?
You wouldn't, but it's your parents.
I know.
I also understand the dad. It's like 18, 19 years or whatever. It's been fine. And I provided this great meal for you. Now, all of a sudden, I have to change because you.
Yes. And not like her decision affects dad, mom, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, neighbors, whoever comes to Thanksgiving. Nobody gets it because she doesn't want it.
Right.
That's why.
That's why I said the majority.
I understand that. But if she denies them their daughter on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Like, okay. I know people have been through it, so this is the time to help. 303-222-5423.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We are kind of, sort of trying to help Lisa. Can we help Lisa? She was on the phone. She's apparently going to college here and has parents somewhere else and supposed to go home for Thanksgiving. She has seen the light and thinks that the killing of animals is bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And turkey is among the worst. The turkey farms in her mind are the worst. So she's asked them to not participate in that slaughter.
To forego. A turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she can't even like just, well, I'll just come, never look at the turkey.
Won't eat it.
But I have the sides because they put the turkey juice, in her words, in everything. They just keep pulling basters full and putting it in the salad. In the like.
They fill your cup with it. And
it's just everywhere.
It sounds like her mom was kind of on board. Like, okay, we can change. But her dad. It's not like he makes a fried turkey every year and he wants to do that again.
He must do more than that because there's no drippings from a fried turkey. I just wanted to say that because there's no, it's never in a pan to make
Are they a multiple turkey family?
Oof. I'm a multiple turkey family.
I know you are. It sounds like they may be as well.
Yeah. You kind of have to be. So I'm just saying she's using a lot of words. Pull vegan out of this.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything else. She got to school and saw the light and now she's a different political party or whatever. She's just please, when I come home, will you respect my new opinions? And it feels like they're going, no. Because, hey, our house is this.
Mm-hmm. And are they going no? Or are they going, this is how we do things and it's cool if you don't, but we are not going to change.
It does kind of feel like the dad's like,
I know, but say it wasn't turkey. Say it was political party. You don't get to come home and go, and you're done with that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, right? You don't. But when you first go to college, you think.
Okay, okay.
You think you do. You're like, mom and dad, I've seen the light, and let me explain. Mm-hmm. And they're like, mm-hmm. Oh, aren't you cute?
They're like, we've also seen the light for many years.
Brandy?
Yai.
Yai. What do you think?
I think she needs to suck it up and go home. I think that this is her choice, not her family's choice. And it sounds like she's being pretty judgy of her family eating meat and turkey and everything that they've eaten for all of the years of her life and their life.
But, and Brandy, like, I am on dad's side, your side. But, like, if she really has this guttural feeling like this is on par with doing something bad to children, or like, right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it's so repulsive to her, we can't expect her to sit through it.
I know. Every take text your own is food. Just compromise.
Take your own food.
Yeah.
Don't eat what they, don't look what they're having. Just
the problem with that is she is a college freshman. So if she goes home, she's staying there. It's not like she can go and prepare in her own kitchen
right. And
bring it. I do think that's kind of a hang up point.
Yeah, she's not flying with tofu.
Right.
I think if there's a will, there's a way. And it just sounds like she's trying to distance herself from her family.
I view it as like she's trying to come home. She's like, I'm changed and I'd like a little, like, meet me in the middle a little bit. I feel like I went off to college. I learned some things. It's what you wanted me to do, right? And now you want me to come home. So make it kind of a more welcoming
experience,
home to come home to, or else I won't come home. And
thank you for the call, Brandy. Yeah. You're right. And that threat is what scares me as a parent. If my son was all of a sudden like, hey, dad, I don't think you should blank anymore, I'd be like, oh, my God. I'd probably give it up just to be with him.
Mm, right.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think you should suck it up and go. Bring a lasagna with you. Bring something you can eat. Go visit your family.
You don't get lasagna.
It could be eggplant.
Yeah. Vegan lasagna.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the call. I think we're just going to hear the words suck it up a lot.
Yeah.
Jennifer?
Yai.
What do you think?
The first thing I want to say is you can't change them boomers. So it's an unfortunate thing with parents that they're going to be hard-headed and stubborn. But also, I respect where you're coming from. I was pescatarian for years, which just means I just ate fish.
Mm-hmm. You only hate fish. You let them die the miserable death.
Yeah, nothing else. Fish die. I'm so sorry. You seem like a wonderful person.
Lead by example and bring your own meal. When people ask you questions, you educate them, but you don't throw it in their face, just like you wouldn't with religion or you wouldn't with politics. Like, you have your beliefs and you're going to live by that, but lead by example and let people ask you, and then you can tell them why you're living that way. But you can't miss out on these things, and it's certainly not worth it with how divisive our country is and everything else. This isn't the thing to choose friends over
family.
Don't
die on this hill. This is a weird hill to die on.
Yeah.
Like the fish.
Yeah.
Like the fish. Oh my gosh, you guys. I'm sorry. She gave great advice.
No,
her advice was really good.
But the fish are all like, come on.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.